I appreciate that. That sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money. But in the context of the overall budget negotiations and the prioritisations that are being made, what that means in practical terms is in areas like Ballymote or Sligo Town or Tubbercurry or Enniscrone, in Leitrim and Breffni and Mohill, and in Donegal as well. I won't list all the ones in Donegal. You have very practical, bottom-up, grassroots services located in the places where people live, providing a cradle-to-the-grave support system. So everything from children and young families through to things like men's sheds and community gardens and community development initiatives through to support for older people. And we all know there's difficulties at the moment in wider society around housing, around the cost of living, and really family resource centres are right on the edge of supporting children, families, individuals and communities with those issues. And we feel it's very important that in the context of investing in society, investing in communities and supporting children and families, that government listens to this budget submission.
And Fergal, this service, the centres, they have a huge impact on local communities. And do you almost feel like not only locally, but of course so, but also nationally, that almost the potential of the service is not being fully fulfilled, I guess, unless the right amount of supports are given?
Exactly. I mean, the work that's been undertaken presently is very significant, as I mentioned, you know, working with children and families, also doing counselling and therapeutic supports, lots of dynamic activities for the whole community. And I suppose maybe that's what marks Family Resource Centres out from other organisations that maybe are more honed in on specialist issues or problems or difficulties. That's very important work too, but really family resource centres are open and accessible, providing help to the whole community, but then also providing additional help for those who need it. But the time and the energy of both the boards of management, and that's what marks family resource centres out as well, with independent local boards of management, so really volunteers from your community are on the board of management of a family resource centre, and the manager themselves are spending a lot of their time scrimping and scraping, looking for money from different pots of funding, fundraising from the public, when really, if there was a proper core funding model in place, they could be more focused on addressing the needs of the community and building on the strengths of the community, rather than just acting like almost like full-time fundraisers. So from our point of view, then, that potential that you talk about would be really freed up if the basic, and I'm talking basic costs of the core salaries of three members of staff, you know, something, paying the bills, the light, heat and energy, keeping the doors open, that really once that's looked after to proper sustainable core funding, then so much more can happen. And really it's holding the program back, having to deal with really inadequate levels of funding and then having to go around with a begging bowl trying to fill that gap. So from my point of view, I think it's a no-brainer for government, because the benefits for communities are very significant. And have been demonstrated through the work that family resource centres are currently doing. It's just that so much more could be done. So it's the lost opportunity that's arising as a result of this inadequate funding.